奉主是圣名，我们很高兴能够在这边一起来学习道理。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ, we are glad to be here to learn the words of God together.
我有一次在一个家庭聚会，在那个南加州参加一个家庭聚会。
Once I was in Southern California attending a family service.
那聚会完常常有人说，一般有人说啊，请传道，就是跟传道特别谈话。
Often the times after the service, some would come and ask for me or the pastor to speak with them individually.
有时候是特别带牧道者来，那跟他谈。
In special cases where there is truth seekers, I would talk to them.
那个弟兄家的主人就说，传道有没有一点时间？我说有了。
So the host of the household came and said, Pastor, do you have some time? And I said, yes.
他就带我到后院去，我有很就是比较秘密的事情。
So he took me to the backyard, and I thought it was something secretive.
好，然后呢，他拍两个手，哎，一只狗跑来了。
And then he clapped his hands, and then a dog came running.
我第一个印象说，我变成狗传道了嘛。
And my first thought was, did I become a preacher of the dogs?
原来那个弟兄他那条狗是德国的狼犬，从德国训练的，然后他买的，很贵啊，那个价值我忘记了，好几千块啊。
But actually, that dog was a German Shepherd, and it was bought at a very expensive price.
他说那只狗训练是用德文训练的，然后说传道。我是讲真的，这不是笑话。说跟他说，他晓得我从德国了，说跟我们多讲几句话。
And since it was a German Shepherd, and I was from Germany, the person of the owner of the dog said, "Pastor, please speak some German to the dog."
那真的，我跟他讲话，他听得懂哎。
And really,
用德文讲，哎，听得懂。
Speaking in German to the dog understood.
那我就问他一些事情了。
So I started to ask the dog something.
那很贵啊，我现在已经忘记了，我现在不能乱讲一个数字啊，很贵。
And the dog was,
我吓一跳就是。
Was very expensive. I don't remember the price, but it was very expensive.
他如果出去，有时候还要送到狗学校，还有什么狗旅馆，我以前都没不知道的事情。
And he would even have to go to dog training schools or hotels.
但是狗训练那么好。
So the dog was trained very well.
想说那么好。
To hoping it was good.
那我就想，因为我从九九年，我每年差不多三次要去非洲，去那边宣道。
So I was thinking every year I would usually go to Africa about three times a year to preach.
那边的人说实在的，他们的有时候整个家族可能只跟小村庄，整个村庄的财产。值不掉那么一条狗，是真的。
Actually, sometimes even a whole family or a whole village, the price of that village will not be compared to that price of the dog.
我们有一个弟兄，他已经快四十岁了，感谢主，现在结婚了，一生一直储蓄啊，储蓄到四十岁，储蓄不到两条牛，他们要结婚要两条牛，一条牛$100呢，储蓄不到哎。
And we had a brother there that's married already. He was at the age of 40, and he could not even prepare for himself two cows to be married.
那条狗真的是太享受了。
So that dog is really an enjoyment.
虽然那么受过训的、那么无名的狗。
Even a dog that was trained, a dog that obeys commands.
你在美国你看不到狗会堂。
You don't see a dog chapel in the United States.
狗虽然那么文明、那么聪明，但是他绝对不会说几条狗在街上，哎，我们来敬拜神，绝对没有。
Even though the dogs are so smart, you will never see a couple of dogs gather together and say, "Let's all worship God together."
在非洲很落后啊，有的地方文明也很文明的哈，真正落后的地方，我有一次那个爆胎哈，那个很多小孩跑来看呐、啊。让我吓一跳，有穿裤子的很少啊，是少数，都差不多十岁左右了，我就吓一跳。
And even in Africa, you can see, it's very rare for places to be civilized. Where, when I had a flat tire, a group of children came, and you could count the number of children that had pants on.
你一定会想说，非洲很热啊。
So you will probably think to yourself, it's hot there.
那看哪里非洲？
Yeah, it depends on where.
我那个我今天有带一个夹克哈，在那个卓弟兄家，那个是我一定要带去惠州，哎，因为惠州很热，冷哦。带毛线衣去啊，很热，有的地方很冷。
Some places are very cold. Like I have a thick jacket. I always have to bring that.
他们是很穷。
They are very poor.
但是他们跟我们一样有拜神的心。
But they have the same kind of heart that we do, which is to worship God.
所以人类一定有拜神的心。
So in human nature, you have a heart to worship God.
每个人都有宗教心。
Because everyone has that inert nature to worship.
但是宗教也是最不可捉摸的东西啊。
But it is religion is something that is very hard to grasp.
你如果因为我本身在神学里面有担任宗教学的课。
Because when I was in theological school, I had taken up some classes, to train on religion.
你在比较宗教。
So in comparing religion,
宗教是有时候如果你把它想想是最可怕的东西。
Sometimes it is the most, hard to understand thing.
你自己老板做生意对不对
？Your boss is a businessman.
如果你跟你的、你请人啊，说、哎、到我这公司来。
If you ask or hire people to come to your company,
因为公司业绩这么好。
Because the company has so many good hired workers.
来，请你哈、哦，你以前在别的地方，现在请你，一年年薪一千万就好了哈。
And salary is good pay, so we would tell you, maybe 1 year you earned 10 million.
嗯，应该是还可以了哈。
Is that pretty reasonable? That's pretty good.
工作正常。
And regular working hours.
好，大家都高兴了。
So everyone's happy.
一个条件。
One condition.
你死了之后，统统付给你。
It will be paid to you when you die.
我看再笨的人不会去啊。
I think even if you are the dumbest person on earth, you would not go.
但宗教就是这样子。
So religion is like this, though.
但是很多人一定相信。
But yet many do believe.
那个九一一不是开飞机去撞那个双子星塔的那个大楼的吗
？Isn't it on 9/11 the planes crashed into the World Trade Center?
他们不是开玩笑的。
They were not joking themselves.
他们是准备很久的。
They prepared this for a long time.
他们准备到能够开飞机。也不是平常人啊。
They prepared themselves to be able to pilot planes.
他们想说我这飞机开了撞了就怎么样马上见阿拉了。
Because they think if they can hit the planes into the building, they can see Allah.
这没有很强的信念平常人做不出来的。
If you do not have the strong belief, you cannot do this.
因为他想说我死了就见阿拉。
Because they feel if they die, they will see Allah.
对不对
Isn't that true?
人家给他这样一个 promise,
because someone gave them this promise,
他相信了
and they believed it.
这是宗教，是不是？
Isn't this religion?
他也是有宗教心的。
They have the belief of religion,
对不对？
Isn't that true?
好，我们常常，我们讲这不是开玩笑，这是很正经、很事实的。
This is not a joking matter.
常常说龙归西天。
The Western world.The Buddhist belief.
你放下屠刀立即成佛，对不对？你相信了，马上就成佛了。
If you believe it, it will come true.
不是，你就马上就是变成那个 Buddha.
If you believe it, you will become a Buddha.
但是你变成 Buddha 不是马上上西天哦。
But you will not go arise into heaven when you become a Buddha.
什么时候上西天？
Paradise. You will not go into paradise. When do you go to paradise?
如果有人说，哎，你来拜佛，一拜马上上西天，我看跑光光。大家想说，我家里还有一条狗啊，我家里还有一个车子，至少，是不是？
Because I don't think you would want to do that right away because you have attachments on earth.
但是很多人相信哦。
But many people believe that.
死了上西天。
That once you die, you go to paradise.
我们都没有批评他怎么样，阿拉也是一样，西天也是一样，对不对
？The same with Ali. You wouldn't the Allah.
Allah.、
isn't it the same?
好，那你们都信耶稣，对不对
？And you are all believers of God.
好，你们信耶稣人说死了上天堂。
If you die, you go to heaven.
那如果你死了没有天堂呢
？But if there's no heaven when you die，
我、哦、这事实啊，如果没有天堂，你再不能回来说你这个秃头的骗我。 有没有办法？没有办法。
Because when you die, you cannot ever come back and say, you bald-headed guy, you tricked me.
那我呢？我要跟谁说？
So who will I say it to then?
是不是？不是这事实啊。
Isn't that the truth?
本来就这样子，这个 不是开玩笑。
This is the truth, it's not a joke.
不是我们要想，想就是。
But you should think of this.
所以从自从那个文艺复兴之后，文艺复兴运动之后，那个 Renaissance
after the Reformation
不是 Reformation Renaissance
Renaissance
人就开始想了。
People started to think.
这个是最不确定的东西。
This is the most uncleared thought.
因为没有一个人真正的说他去到了天国又回来。
Because no one ever went to heaven.
死了又活了，你只是看看异象，或是后来没死啊。
Because no one ever came to heaven and came back, went to heaven and came back, only in visions.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
那这是我们值得我们去思考的问题。
So this is something we should think about.
所以那个文艺复兴之后，人家说啊，这都是人想出来的。
So after the Renaissance, people started to think that this was made believe by humans.
甚至后来那个尼采，他最勇敢了。
Even the Nietzsche, who was the most brave,
他说神死了。
And he said, God is dead.
现在我们要活出来，活出自己啊。
We must live out ourselves.
我们就是神。
We are gods.
我们代替神，我们把神杀了。
We take God's place, we kill God.
但他虽然这样说啊。
Although he said this,
他疯了。
He's crazy.
是真的，我是讲是他真的后来就疯了。
And indeed, he became crazy and insane.
他要成为超人嘛，所以人超不过就疯了。
He wanted to be a Superman, so he became insane.
虽然是这样子，宗教还是继续。
So like so, religion continues.
那现在变成大家都有这种拜神的心。
So now,
没有一个人没有的。
Everyone has this heart to worship.
你要跟万物比较起来，我们刚刚讲过，除了人之外，再没有一个更文明的、那个受过更高训练的其他动物有拜神的这种倾向，没有。
As we said, aside from humans, there is no other civilized animal that will worship God.
非洲有时候在走路，猴子一堆啊，成群。
Sometimes you're walking in Africa, you see a bunch of monkeys together.
猴子不是也是智慧很高的吗？你也看不到猴子会拜神。
And they are of highly knowledge animals, and you don't see them worshiping God.
那我们在拜神的时候，这就是我们要思考的问题。
So when we worship God, this is what we must think about.
大家都一起来拜神。
Everyone comes gathered together to worship.
你有没有真正得到？那个拜神真正的那个凭据。
Did you really get that proof or of worshiping God?
并且你那个凭据是不是真正的能够带你到永生？
Or does that evidence really lead you into eternal life?
现在有很多的宗教，有很多的教派。现在从宗教我们来看教派。
So now from religion we look at many denominations.
有时候一条街有很多的教堂啊。
Sometimes on one street you see many churches.
你们是真耶稣教会吗？对不对？
You're in True Jesus Church. Aren't you?
人家听了，真耶稣教会。
So people hear this name, True Jesus Church.
好，有人隔壁什么长老会。
And the next there's a Presbyterian church.
有人是浸信会。
Or Baptist.
有人是那个信义会，就是那个 Lutheran.
Or Lutheran.
不一样。
Different churches.
到底上哪家？
Which one should you go to?
是不是？
Isn't that right?
所以有人就在讥笑了。这是事实，这是我们要面对的。
So this is a fact that we must face.
说我们还没进门就看到几条狗在那边自己吵来吵去，我们到底怎么办？
Just like if you had not enter a house, you see a couple of dogs fighting over which house to go to.
但是也不能因为看到狗在那边叫你就不进了。
But you should not enter because you see dogs barking.
那这是我很难的一个地方。
This is a very difficult matter.
好，那在这很难的这个很多的选择里面，哪一个是真正的神所应许的？
In so many choices, which is the true will of God?
我们都有向神的心。
We all have the heart toward God.
我们很怕的是什么？你把你的心挖出来，然后呢？怎么样？人家把你踩在脚下。
The most fear we have is when we take our heart out, someone stomps on it.
对，因为每个宗教都是要尽心的嘛。
Because every religion is through your belief.
要诚心的嘛。
Through your heart, through your faith.
当你有一天你发觉你的诚心被狗吃掉了，那你那种痛苦很痛苦的。
If one day you realize what you've put into your effort has been eaten by dogs, you will be in pain.
好，那在大家都在诚心的当中。
So everyone is diligently searching.
有一个声音会出来。
A voice comes out.
不要互相攻击啦，你也对，我也对，大家都对。
Don't attack one another. You are right. I am right.
不是爱吗？
Isn't this love?
是不是？
Isn't this love?
和为贵。和就是和睦 ，peaceful 是最好的一个 strategy。
To be peaceful is the best strategy。
嗯，大家不要吵。
Do not argue。
嗯，大家都对了。
Everyone is right。
但这个也没有办法解决问题啊。
But this is not a solution。
嗯，如果大家都是看圣经。
If you, everyone reads the Bible。
我们现在回到我们今天早上了。我们现在有问题，对不对？
We have questions now, so we go back to what we learned。
嗯，因为我们现在活在的这个现实的社会是一个多元的社会。
Because the place where we live has many sources.
一个是一个多元的那个 pluralism 的一个社会。
It's a pluralism society.
嗯，就说每个人所做的自己负责。
Meaning everything you do, you're responsible for.
你选择你自己最要的一个生活方式。
You choose the kind of lifestyle you wish to live.
大家和平相处，你不要互相攻击。
Everyone lives peacefully. Do not attack one another.
嘿，这不是说错。
This is not wrong.
那现在反映到拜神的事上。
But then now turning back to worshiping God.
如果是神的话，只有一位。
If there is God, if it's God, it's there's only one God.
因为最大的神只有一位了。
Because the greatest God, there's only one God.
因为神的话就是第一个原因，第一因。
Because God is the first reason.
嗯 ，first cause 啊。
First.
在没有比这个更能够更早的。
There is nothing prior to this cause.
嗯，好，那这个第一因就是只有一个，并且它是。超越的，并且是就是绝对的。
And this first cause is absolute.
嗯，很不错，非常好。那这样子的话，我们来看这个圣经告诉我们的。
So now let's refer to the Bible to see what.
我们活在这样的一个多元的社会里面。
In this place where it's pluralism.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们很熟悉的圣经。第一章二十二节、二十三节。
Chapter 1 verses 22-23.
这边讲神将万有伏在耶稣的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。第二十三节。
23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有之首充满着。这是用这样的一个切入的方式，我们来谈教会。
So using this kind of broken down method, let's.Discuss the church.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
我们再看第四章。
Let's refer to chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
这边告诉我们，身体只有一个。
Here tells us there's only one body.
耶稣的身体只有一个。
There, Jesus only has one body.
这是圣经讲的。
This is what the Bible says.
每个人来念都是一样。
Everyone reads the same verses.
好，那教会是耶稣的身体，那耶稣的身体只有一个。这每个人念都是一样的。
Since church is Jesus' body, Jesus only has one body. Everyone reads the same.
我们知道，我们各样的那个学问或是各样的研究方式有两个方向。
We know there's two directions of research when we have talking about knowledge.
科学性的都是归纳的。
All the scientific realm of study is has order.
你从不同的个别的事物找出它的。每个事物的特性原则把它总合起来，然后找出一个共同的原则。
They are all first categorized, then they are put together and to find one similar thing.
一个
principle.
或是一个 rule 哈，一个规则。那这个规则呢，你拿到哪里去，你也可以实验也一样，我拿来实验一样。
And this regular thing, you can either research on it or I can go and test it.
这是从底层，就是从个别事物所得到的一个共同结果。
And this is one uniformed principle that's achieved from collecting all these other collective sources.
那这样的一个这样的一个结果呢，是一定要在时空之下，并且在那个可以重复的实验之下。
So this result will happen only under research or different kind of tests and experiments.
就说你来做一样，我来做一样。
Meaning, if you perform this experiment or me performing it will result in the same thing.
可以重复做。
It can be repetitive.
如果你研究科学得到了一个结果，说只有我可以做，你不可以，因为我的手比较巧，那你这个绝对没有人相信了。
If you are doing scientific research and you get the same result in this way, but others can't, then this is not right.
因为这是归纳得到的结果。
Because then it's not what is uniformed.
那圣经告诉我们不是这样子的。
But the Bible doesn't tell us this.
圣经神的话，神是绝对的、超然的。
Because the Word of God is surpassing everything, it is absolute.
这是从上而下。
It is from above coming down.
比如说我们刚念的那个圣经。
For example, the verse we read.
教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is Jesus' body.
这个不是你去做一个实验，去做调查、分析、统计得到的结果。
This is not a result of you doing experiments, research, or lab tests to get.
如果这样的话，那就是科学的结果了，就是可以实验的。
If it is, then it is a scientific proof.
不是，这是从神，他给你一个什么，从上往下的，这叫 deduction， 这是什么演绎的。
So it is not. It is from what is above coming down.
是不是这 deduction？
Deduction
是不是 ？D D U C T I O N。不，这是演绎，从上往下，神给的一个规则，你就是这样相信。
So whatever God tells you, you believe.
好了，这是两个方向了。
Two different directions.
那这个就不是人间的这个方式来解决的。
So this is not something that can be solved with human sources.
这个就超越人的喜怒哀乐，你要不要？这不关你的事了。
But this is we're not asking you if you wish for this to happen. It has no effect on you.
我们今天在谈亚伯拉罕。
We're talking about Abraham now.
亚伯拉罕以他的那个爱心来讲，他很不愿意把那个小孩赶出去，对不对？我们看他内心的挣扎。
According to Abraham, he had a conflict in his heart because of his love for this child.
神说要把那个以实玛利赶出去，对他来讲是怎么样？不可理解的。
God wanted him to let Ishmael go, but to him it was something he could not understand.
好像有点违反他内心的那种对他这个儿子的怜悯的心的。
It kind of went against the compassion that he had for his child.
但是无论用什么方法，一定赶出去。
But he has to let the child go.
好，那我们用这个，你现在有两个方向了哈。你不可以用人间的来想神给你的。
But since you have two directions, you cannot use your human thoughts to think of what God has given you.
好，圣经告诉我们很清楚明白的，教会是耶稣的身体。
Tells us in the Bible clearly, Jesus, the church is the body of Christ.
你们年纪若渐渐大，有时候晚上要起来上厕所。
And as you get older, you will probably come up during the night to use the restroom.
如果你一起来，一看，哎，奇怪，前面有一个人哦，一头两身。
And if you get up and you see there's a person in front of you with one head and two bodies,
你的反应怎么样？
What will be your reaction?
你会很高兴，哎呀，看到奇景。
Are you, will you be happy and say, wow, I've seen an amazing sight?
胆子大人，嗯，奇怪。
Those that are more brave will probably shake their head and wonder, what is this?
胆子小的人先喊了跑了再说。
Those that are fearful will probably first yell and then run.
好，圣经告诉我们。
Tells us in the Bible.
教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
耶稣有几个身体？
How many bodies?
圣经说一个身体，身体就一个。
Bible says one body.
圣经一讲呢，造成我们困难了。
So since the Bible says this already, we will have a kind of a conflict in
现实的困难。
The real reality of reality.
你的舅舅可能是在安息日会。
Your uncle might be in the Sabbath. 70 Adventists.
你的侄儿可能在路德会。
And your nephew is in the Lutheran church.
你媳妇又是在那个五旬节会。
And your daughter is in the Pentecostal church.
晚上回来一起吃晚餐，大家高高兴兴。
And everyone comes home for dinner to eat joyfully at the table.
但是一个的一个教会。
But they're all at different churches.
要祷告的时候。
When they pray.
到底是怎么办？
What do we do?
以后。都是连在一起吗？在耶稣的身体吗？
Are we all connected as one body?
你说我这耶稣教会对。
You say I'm in the correct church, True Jesus Church.
只要有一个人说对，其他人都要错了。
If one says yes, then that means all the others are wrong.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
因为圣经说教会是耶稣的身体，耶稣的身体就一个。你说我这个身体对，当然反过来说，他听到一说，那我们就错了。
Because the Bible says there's only one body, which is the body of Christ. If you say yours is the correct one, then theirs is false, right?
那如果你不说，那个路德会先说我们是对，那表示说你错了。
So if you don't say anything, but the Lutheran Church says their body is the right one, then you're wrong. Then.
所以这个困扰我们很困扰我们，不是吗
？So this is very it's a conflicting thought.
是不是
？Isn't it?
最有勇敢，最内心有那个commitment，那个最内心有自我证实力量说，说我就是。那比较弱一点的说，我就不讲。那第三层面说啊，大家都好。
Or you might have a strong will and say yes, yours is correct. Or some might say I won't say anything, and the third one will say everyone's is right.、
大家一片和气嘛，对不对
？Everyone is uniformed in this.
相处这样是不错。
It's a good way to harmonize with one another.
好，如果第三者。
But if a third person comes in.
他来了，看看每家，对不对
？He comes and walks into every chapel church.
如果你以和的那个观点来看，大家都好是好的。
If you want to harmonize with everyone, you will say everyone is correct.
但是如果要以得救的观点，那怎么办呢
？But if you want to be saved with salvation, what do you do?
是不是人有向神要得救的这个跟动物不一样的这个天性？这到底你要在怎么样的情况之下才能真正的拜到神呢
？It is a human nature to search after salvation. What do you do to gain that?
不是得到神的爱而已啊。
It is not to gain the love of God only.
我们今天早上有讲过。
In the morning we had spoken.
我们大家一起分析的了哈。
We had discussed together.
亚伯兰爱不爱以实玛利
？Does Abraham love Ishmael?
爱。
He does.
不能说不爱他。
You cannot say he doesn't.
神是不是只爱真耶稣教会的人
？Does God only love the believers of the True Jesus Church?
是不是？不是啊，如果你讲这样的话，那就主耶稣就感觉很奇怪。出太阳没有说我们这边有啊，全部其他人都没有啊。
That's wrong because
隔壁也是，你看他没有信，不是我们教会人吧？是不是？不是哦，如果是的话就不好意思。你看他们家也是阳光普照啊。
Because the next door neighbor they have the sun. When the sun comes out, everyone shares the sun just like us.
他们是好人哦。
They are good people.
有些坏人呢、啊，谋杀人呢、啊。
Some murderers、
还没有被破案的人。
Some where the crime has not been yet found.
他们可能现在在公园散步。
They're probably strolling in the park.
他们是坏人呢、啊。
They are bad people.
神有没有手伸出来说：“哎，不准太阳。
”Did God block the sun from their view?
没有。
No.
耶稣讲：“天父出太阳照。”你们好人，我们是一样，也照坏人。
就
是神的爱，神有没有爱他们？有，所以这个观念要改过来。
The sun comes out for you and both and me for good and bad, so you must change that concept that they are evil.
好，这是对一般人的，连坏人都神都爱他了。
God will love everyone, including the sinners.
好，接下来。
Following.
以实玛利又不一样了。
Ishmael is different.
以实玛利也是从亚伯兰生的。
He was born from Abraham.
只是妈妈不一样。
But his mother was different.
妈妈不一样，亚伯兰有没有爱他
？Did Abraham love him?
有。
Of course.
当他叫爸爸的时候，亚伯兰要说有。
When he calls him father, Abraham will say, "I'm here."
只是他叫莎拉叫阿姨而已啊。
But he only needs to call Sarah his aunt.
正常是这样叫阿姨嘛，是不是？或是叫 his, 叫什么
？He he would not.
今天早上我们已经谈了很多了哈。我们是用早上的基础来谈这个，来谈教会论，
so、
用另外一个方向来谈，这样比较能够理解。
We're using the concept we studied in the morning to study this about religion.
是不是
？Isn't it？
所以，当以实玛利向他的爸爸说：“爸爸，给我一块面包。”
So when Ishmael tells his father, "Please give me a piece of bread."
亚伯拉罕给他一块面包。
Abraham will give him a piece of bread.
如果你当以撒。
If you are Isaac,
你会不会抱怨？
Will you complain?
如果你抱怨，那心胸太小了。
If you complain, then you have a small heart.
好啊。
It's fine, sure.
是。他如果以实玛利叫亚伯兰叫爸爸，他也亚伯兰说哟，那没有关系，你不要说爸爸，不要应他。
So if your Isaac and Ishmael calls your father Abraham and your father replies, you should not say no, don't listen to him. We have made comparisons in the morning. They have the same father. To our church, we have the same father.
别的教会也是一样，跟我们同样的耶稣。
Other churches have the same father.
不一样是什么
？The only difference is
妈妈不一样。
The mothers are different.、
我们的妈妈是什么？是应许的。
Our mother is promised.、
他们的妈妈是什么？血气的。
Their mother is ordinary nature.
他们的小孩是血气生的。
Their children are born of ordinary nature.
他整个过程是不是在神应许之下，但是怎么样，神看起来好像接纳了他的存在的事实。
Although the process it seems as if they're not under God's promise, but yet God has accepted what happened.
最后结果要看最后结果。
What's the last result?
其他的你看，以实玛利剩下那六个根本怎么样？根本不提他们，老早赶光了。
What happened to the other six sons? It was not even ever mentioned again in the Bible.
就留一个。
Only one is left.
所有的财产都给他。
All the inheritance went to one son.
因为他是应许的孩子。
Because he was the promised son.
这样同意吗
？Do you agree?
如果是这样是对的话。
If this is correct, do you agree?
我们都是用圣经了哈。
We are all using the Bible.
所以外教会的人跟我们是什么？同父异母呢？
So the other denominations compared to us, they're actually born of the same father but different mothers.
我做过很多的，不是说调查，就是很多的，应该说问了哈。
I've asked many questions.
但是不是全部了，不可能问全部，很多从别的教会到真耶稣教会来的。
I've asked many of those believers that came from other churches to come to the True Jesus Church.
他们对神的观念没有改变。
They have never changed their concept of God.
对耶稣的那个什么受死复活这些一样。
They believe in the same, the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ.
拜同一个神。
They worship the same God.
不同是什么
？What is the difference?
教会。
The church is different.
所以我们来到圣经说，天上的耶路撒冷是什么？是我们的母亲。
So the Bible says the heavenly, the Jerusalem on high is our mother.
我们跟他们不一样的是什么？母亲不一样。
Our only difference is that our mothers are different.
拜的神是一样的，耶稣。
We worship the same God, which is Christ.
母亲不一样。
The mothers are different.
但这母亲是决定性的。
But the mother is something that is determined.
你从，但是你要晓得哈，这个不是说你我们很好，他们不好，
but
不是我们个人的问题啊。
You must understand it is not our individual problem. We are not to say we're good and they're not.
这牵涉到另外一个问题，是神的旨意的问题。
This has relations to another problem, which is the will of God.
我们今天早上有讲过。
As we've mentioned in the morning.
神要创造天地的时候，有没有跟你商量过
？Did God come to you before He wanted to create the heavens and the earth?
没有。
He didn't.
我们不能问说神了，你为什么要在那个时候创造
？You cannot ask God why did you create that at that time?
你怎么不早几年？
Why didn't you create it earlier?
你是不是能力不够?
Do you not have enough power?
要酝酿到那个时候才有能力创造。创造一定有一个时间嘛，对不对？你可以这样问啊。
Is it because you need to gain your power until you have the right power to do your creation?
是那你怎么不晚几年?
Or you can ask, why didn't you delay the process?
你可以问，但是呢， 你要问我，我不知道啊。You can, 以后问神好了。
You can ask, but I wouldn't know the answer. You got to go ask God.
跟这个问题一样。
Same question with what we're discussing.
神为什么要拣选真耶稣教会？
Why did God choose True Jesus Church?
神为什么要拣选那亚伯拉罕？
Why did God choose Abraham?
我们也可能从圣经你会找到很多的答案啊。哇，他因为他诚实嘛，对不对？
Maybe you find your answers in the Bible that, oh, since he is so honest.
那表示说他是全世界最诚实的人哦，还是有没有人跟他一样诚实，或是超越他诚实？
Are you saying Abraham is the most honest person in the world, or are there people the same level as him or higher than him?
不是这样子的。
No, we are not saying that.
那个尼希米记啊，还有那个以赛亚书说他选选那个亚伯兰是他诚实嘛？
Because in the book of Nehemiah and Isaiah says God chose Abraham because he was honest.
但是这不是绝对的答案。
But that is not the absolute answer.
神的拣选是不是你？这我们看保罗所讲的就可以知道。
God's choice is not dependent on you.
这个不能问了。
This is not something you should ask.
你问的话，我意思说不能问，不是说你不可以问，你可以问，但是那是没有答案的。
I'm not saying you cannot ask, but what I'm saying is if you ask, you will not get an answer.
因为神已经这样决定了。
Because God had already made this decision.
像创世的时候一样。
Just like when He created the heavens and the earth.
保罗讲了，那个雅各跟那以扫，对不对？
Just like Paul had mentioned when Jacob and Esau was born.
他们两个还在利百加肚子的时候。
When they were both in the mother's womb, Rebecca's womb.
他还没生出来的时候。
When they were not born yet.
神就喜欢雅各了。
God already favored Jacob.
你不可以从后面来讲。
You cannot go backwards and say.
啊，因为雅各哈，他为人安静，住在帐篷。那个以扫呢，他就是外世界跑昏了头，所以神不喜欢他。这样错了，颠倒讲。
You cannot go backwards and say it's because Jacob was very quiet, lived in tents, and Esau went all over the place. You cannot go back and say this.
保罗说，他们善恶还没分出来，在母腹里面，神就拣选了。
Says Paul said that even before they were born, even before they were good and bad, God had chosen Jacob.
这是从得恩典的人这边方面来讲的。
This is from the perspective of someone that had received the grace.
这叫要我们要感谢。
It's teaching us to be thankful.
那你不能替另外一边讲话了。
You cannot be talking for the other side.
你说神选我，怎么没有选隔壁那个好心的？那位老公公，他比我好心啊，我有时候还坏心的，他一向好心。
You cannot say why did God choose me, but not the old grandfather that sits next to me that has a good heart.
这不是你来问的。
This is not something you should ask.
是不是？你问我，我不知道，我不要问谁，是要问神。
If you ask me, I wouldn't know the answer. You must ask God.
这就是以前的事情是这样子，神的决定是这样。
So this is how God chose His decision.
好，那现在转过来。
Now we reversing.
现在真耶稣教会。
True Jesus Church.
有这么多的教会。
There's so many churches.
你就要来。看哪一个是神所拣选的
You will have to study which one is the one that is chosen by God
哪一个是应许的
Which one is the one that was promised
这很重要
This is very important
应许不应许不是你嘴巴讲了
Promise or not promise is not something you say with your mouth
也不是你信心的问题了 我信心好就是我说是就是这不是这样
It has nothing to do with your faith
还是回到圣经对不对
We go back to the Bible again
圣经告诉我们
Bible tells us
耶稣说
Jesus said
人不从水跟什么圣灵生的就不能见神的国也不能进神的国
says in the Bible that those that are not born of the water and the spirit cannot enter or see the kingdom of God
这很重要
this is very important
耶稣讲这句话的时候在约翰福音三章三节到五节
in John chapter 3 verses 3 to 5 when Jesus said this
耶稣说我实实在在告诉你
Jesus said I truly tell you this
不是耶稣一向讲谎话这次讲真话
it is not that Jesus would always lie to you and now he's truly telling you the truth
这是特别的耶稣要肯定并且要强调说就是这个
It's meaning to say he's emphasizing on this point
所以就是说我实实在告诉你人若不从水跟圣灵生就不能见神的国第三节
It says in chapter 3 verse 3 that if you are not a person not born of the spirit or the flesh or the water will not enter into the heaven of God
第五节耶稣特别讲说人若不从水跟圣灵生就不能见神的国
And then in verse 5 it says, I tell you the truth, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这是最重要的。
This is the most important.
从水跟圣灵生。
To be born of the water and of the Spirit.
我们要想想看哦。
So let's think about this.
什么叫从水跟圣灵生。
What does it mean to be born of the water?
主耶稣只是讲这个原则呢?
And the Spirit. And this is only what God is, Jesus is saying. When he came to the earth,
他经过三年的宣道,
he went through three years of preaching.
他指出了进天国的这条路,
he pointed out a path to go into heaven,
钉十字架,
to be crucified,
后来, 复活,
to be resurrected,
升天,
then ascending.
那接下来耶稣的这句话要成为事实啊。
Then the following word that came out of Jesus' mouth should be the truth.
你信耶稣人怎么样从水跟圣灵生呢?
How do you become a person that is born of the water and the Spirit?
这些从水跟圣灵生的人才能够见神的国，才能进神的国。
Those born of the water and the Spirit can see the kingdom of God and can enter the kingdom of God.
神的国最基本的是在地上。
The kingdom of God, the most basic, is in the world.
在现在是在地上。
Right now, the kingdom of God is on the earth.
被水跟圣灵生的人所集合，就是神的国了。
Meaning those that are born of the water and the Spirit, when they are gathered together, they are the kingdom of God.
那接下来这些人如果以后睡了之后，以后再复活到那个永恒的天国。
And later on, when these group of people falls asleep, will once again resurrect and ascend to that eternal kingdom.
那个主耶稣告诉要升天之前告诉他的门徒。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he told his disciples,
你们在耶路撒冷等着。
You wait in Jerusalem.
天父在八百年前耶稣讲话的时候的八百年前，有一个叫约珥泰经做预言说神要降圣灵给他们。
And this was already a prophecy from 800 years before Christ that the Father will grant the Holy Spirit upon them.
就是约珥做的预言啊。
Which is a prophecy by Joel.
天父要把他的灵浇灌凡有血气的人, 就是浇灌给人啊。
The Father will pour His Spirit upon those that have flesh, which is upon His disciples.
所以说叫他们在耶路撒冷等。
So Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem.
他们等了一天、两天、三天。
They waited 1, 2, 3 days.
到了第四天的时候。
On the fourth day,
圣灵降下了。
The Holy Spirit descended.
他们就开始讲灵言了。
They started to speak in tongue.
得到圣灵了。
They received the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是他们得天国基业的凭据。
This is the evidence of entering into heaven.
那完了之后, 彼得起来开始来布道。
Afterwards, Peter came out to preach.
听的人很多啊。
Many people listened.
超过3000个人。
Over 3,000 people.
场面一定很大了。
Must be a very tremendous sight.
他讲完道理之后,
After his preaching,
因为他讲的是神的道。
He was preaching the word of God.
神的道谁来讲, 会感动人。
Whose words, who would touch people the most by preaching the word of God?
因为神的道本身就有感动人的本质。
Because God's word itself has the ability to touch and move others.
因为神的话本身就有生命。
Because God's word itself has life.
您拿一个玉米种啊。
When you take a corn pebble,
专家去种。
You put it in the soil,
会长,
or a professional will plant it and it will grow.
你叫你家三岁小孩, 他丢到你也会长。
If you tell your three-year-old to go plant the seed, it will grow too.
当然以后结果可能会不一样, 这是另外一回事, 但是专家种跟你三岁小孩种, 都会长, 是因为里面本身有生命啦。
But a professional seeder or your three-year-old planting the same seed will grow because it has life in it already.
如果你把一个种子给你三岁小孩种了，然后把一粒玉米已经煮熟了，拿给专家种，那专家再怎么种，用他最新的科技、最好的头脑也种不出那个玉米出来。
If you give a seed to your three-year-old grows, but if you give a already cooked corn to a professional grower, it will not grow.
好，彼得开始布道。
So Peter starts to preach.
很多听得很扎心啊, 很感动。
Many people were touched.
圣经说他们心好像被刀子扎了一样。
Says in the Bible, their hearts were as if knives pierced through them.
他们可能流泪了。
They probably shed tears.
他们悔改了。
They probably repented.
他们决志了。
They were determined.
因为保罗说耶稣是主啊，是救主。
Because Paul said to them that God is the Savior.
他们接受了。
They accepted it.
怎么办？
What to do next?
我们在非洲有很多布道家去那边布道。
In Africa, we have many preachers that went to evangelize.
一般布道也是讲的，讲神的道理啊。
During evangelisms, we speak the word of God.
当然有很多人是真的感动，不是假。
Many people are truly touched.
嗯，他们决志了。
They determined themselves.
一般人常常到此为止啊。
Some of them stop right there.
哎，那个布道家举起手。
And the evangelist will raise his hand.
你们决志了。
You've already determined and given.
啊，耶稣的宝血覆盖你。
And your the blood of Christ covers you.
耶稣的血洗净你的罪。
And the blood of Christ will wash away your sins.
双手一挥，好像透过空，透过空气，好像罪就赦了。
As if he when he waves his arms, the air will cleanse you.
嗯，好像耶稣的宝血在他手中这样洗那个洗。洗过去了。
He will make it look like as if blood, the blood of Christ is in his hands.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第36节。
Verse 36.
保罗的最后一句话。
Paul's last word.
他说：“以色列全家应当确实的知道。”你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
耶稣是主。
Jesus is the Lord.
在旧约里面，这个主呢，就是神啊。
In the Old Testament, the Lord is God.
嗯，他们在就那个时候，他们称主就是叫神，就是叫他们神的，他们只称那个主。
In the Old Testament, when they called God, they would call them the Lord, call him the Lord.
嗯，耶稣是神，是基督，是弥赛亚。
Jesus is God, the Christ, and the Messiah.
37节。
37。
众人听见这话，心里扎心啊。
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart.
每句话都真的打动他们的心。
Every heart pierced through their heart.
他们接受了。
They accepted.
耶稣是主。
God is the Lord.
耶稣是神。
Jesus is God.
耶稣是基督。
Jesus is Christ.
他是救赎主。
He is the Savior.
好，大家都接受了。
So everyone accepts.
彼得怎么办？
What does Peter do?
彼得没有说，你既然立志。决志接受，那这样子你就罪得赦。
Peter didn't say, "Now that you've believed, your sins will be cleansed."
这些人就问彼得，我们怎么办呢？
So these people asked Peter, "What do we do?"
38节。
38。
彼得说
，Peter says,
你们个人要悔改
，repent, everyone.
你们个人要奉耶稣的基督的名受洗
，every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ be baptized.
叫你们罪得赦。
So that your sins may be forgiven.
我们的罪得赦不得赦，不是在你信接受耶稣的那个时候。
Our sins are not forgiven based on you believing in God.
你信了耶稣。
Once after you believe,
你接受他为救主。
You receive him as the Savior.
这是一个过程。
This is a process.
你的罪要得赦。
After your sins to be cleansed,
是在奉耶稣的名受洗，洗去叫你的罪得赦，在洗礼的时候。
It is cleansed during the name of Jesus Christ when you are baptized.
就在赦罪的时候，在洗礼的时候，你罪得赦了。
It is only when you are baptized that your sins are cleansed.
很多信耶稣的人。
Many people that believe in Christ.
他们只是到了信耶稣、接受为救主的那个阶段而已。
They only reach the point where they believe and accept the Lord as their Savior.
他们以为这样就好了。
They think that is the end of it.
其实不是。
But that is not true.
还要受洗。
You must be baptized.
洗去你的罪。
To cleanse your sins.
很多人不相信洗礼可以洗罪了。
Many people do not believe baptism clears their sin.
很多人只相信说信耶稣。罪会得赦。
Many people believe believing in Christ will be forgiven of your sins.
这是带到一半。
This is only halfway through.
你要上大学。
You have to go to college.
当然，那个幼稚园要上。
Of course, you have to go to kindergarten first.
你那个小学要上。
You have to go through elementary school.
虽然你特别聪明啊。
Although you are very, very smart.
你不能说小学毕业说我大学毕业了。
You can't say that you've graduated from college when you've just graduated from elementary school.
但是你小学毕业也没有错，不能说小学毕业就错了。
But it is not wrong to say that you've graduated from elementary school.
好，继续。
But you should continue on.
在很多的教会里面。
In many churches.
圣书教会就是把你完完全全带到神的面前。
The true Jesus Church leads you completely 100% to the Lord.
因为我们这里有赦罪的权柄，有赦罪的洗礼。
We have the power of baptism to cleanse the sin.
完全依照圣经的洗礼的方式。
It is according to the Bible completely.
不只是方式。
Not only the method.
并且有圣灵啊，有那个果效。
There's also the Holy Spirit, which is the consequence and the result of it.
真的，我们在洗礼的时候，
in baptism,
真正的赦罪。
We truly cleanse our sins.
那为什么？
Why is this?
接下来再看。
Let's continue on.
就必领受所赐的圣灵啊。
Says, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这应许是给你们和你们儿女的。
The promise is for you and your children.
所以得圣灵是一种应许。
So the Holy Spirit is a promise.
我们得到了。
We've received it.
但我所见不多。
But of course, I haven't seen many.
我还没有遇到说真正别的教派跟真耶稣教一样 得圣灵的，得这个应许圣灵。
I haven't seen other denominations like True Jesus Church receiving this promised Holy Spirit.
到此为止了，到现在为止。
Even until now, I haven't.
这是很严肃的问题。
This is a very serious matter.
我常在想。
I've thought to myself often.
你传福音，大家都好，比较容易啊。
If you preach and everyone is good, it is easier.
是不是
？Isn't it true?
信耶稣 我出去宣道，我常在讲信，当传道或是你跟人家叫说、啊、来信耶稣，不是在拉保险、啊、
I've often thought when you are a pastor and you preach to others, you are not trying to sell insurance.
因为我这几年来非洲常一年去三次，经验比较多了。
Because I've had many experience having gone to Africa 3 times a year.
在西方是另外一种想法了，去那边是另外一种想法。
You have a different way of train of thought when you're in the West, and if you go there, it's different.
我可常跟他们说。
I say to them often.
你若你真正要得救
，If you truly wish to be saved.
我一年可以一直在这里陪，就是跟你查考圣经啊。
I could stay here for the year to study the book of God with you.
你真正要得救
，If you truly want to be saved.
到真耶稣教会来。
Come to the True Jesus Church.
因为以我知道的良心哈。只有真耶稣教会会真正的带你到完全得救的那个路。
Because through my nature, I know in my conscience that True Jesus Church can lead you to true salvation.
其他的教会也是要带你去得救。
Other churches will also lead you towards salvation.
但他带到一半。
But they lead you halfway.
有的可能带到90%。
Some maybe lead you 90% of the way.
但是你90%也没有到了。
But 90% does not reach destination.
你说信佛教错吗？
Do you say it is wrong to be a Buddhist?
对，你用什么观点来看呢？
What kind of principle do you base it on?
用那个让人劝人为善这个观点来看，至少他也带你到10%-20%啊。
If you say the way they preach you to be good,
用道德方面来看
With principle, they lead you maybe 10-20% of the way.
如果你对他比较好感，你说不止哦，他带到50%哦。
If you feel that they've treated you well, you might say they lead you 50% of the way.
但是不得救就是不得救了。
But not being saved is not being saved.
这很这个很现实，并且就好像亚伯兰的那个8个儿子一样了，就有时候讲起来也很难过，就是。
This is reality. It's just like Abraham's other sons.
对不对
？Isn't it？
亚伯兰有8个孩子啊。
Abraham had 8 children, 8 sons.
就一个。
Only one.
他要应许的。
His promise.
所以亚伯兰这个故事其实是我们现在的这个情况的一个反应啊。
So the story of Abraham is actually a reaction of our current status.
我看这个问题常在我们心里面打仗。
I see that this often is in conflict in our hearts.
越打，如果你立场越模糊，你真耶稣教是唯一得救的教会，你越讲不出去，你敢讲吗？
Because it's hard for you to keep saying that True Jesus Church is the only church where you can be saved.
或是你只是说我在心里知道。
Or are you, do you dare to say that to others, or do you only say in your heart?
你可能说我在心里这样相信。
Maybe you say I believe it in my heart.
但是有时候你讲不出去啊。
But sometimes you cannot say it.
你要相信力量还不够。
Because your belief is not sufficient.
并且你感觉这外在环境很强。
Maybe you feel the outward force is strong.
对，我们在座有那个梁执事娘嘛哈。
Sitting with us, we have Deaconess Liang. She's probably old, advanced in age.
在他们那个时代就跟现在不一样了。
In her time, it's different from now.
他们说，真需要是唯德教教会。
They would say to others, True Jesus Church is the only church to be saved.
当人家会攻击你啊。
Then others will attack you.
但是越传越快啊。
But the more you preach, the more it goes off.
其中之一啊。因为你有分别嘛。
Which distinguished itself from others because there's a distinguishment.
那现在时代越来越文明啊。
But now society is very well set.
知识越来越高。
More civilized, more knowledge.
我们说外面的影响越来越大。
We have effect of other people's influence from the outward force.
我们道德的承受力越弱。
And
我们 immune system 越来越弱。
Our
我们那个抵抗力
Our immune system is weakened
是不是
Isn't that true
我不敢讲
You're afraid to say it
到现在人家说、哎、你是基督徒啊是的
Even now when people ask Are you a Christian You say yes
哪里做聚会啊
Where do you go to
church 基督徒啦基督徒
You'll say、oh, I'm a Christian We're all the same We're the same
以前人不一样
But in the past, it's different.
我是正式教会。
You're proud to say I'm True Jesus Church member.
不是说你很骄傲。
Not to say that you boast or you're proud of yourself.
而是你很感谢，存着感谢的心。
But it is because you have that thankful heart.
我得到了。
I've received it.
那我既然得到，我要告诉你啊。
If I've received it, I want to pass it on to you.
那我们现在是好像顺手就得来，很容易啊。
But now it's as if we just got it very easily. When we reach out, we have it.
那又看看别人也是不错。
And when we look at others, they are pretty good too.
越来越不敢讲啊。
So you're less afraid. You're more afraid to say.
是不是
？Isn't it?
这边告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
身体只有一个。
There's only one body.
如果你认为大家都对。
If you believe everyone is correct.
如果你这样有这样的思想，每个教会都对。
If you have that thought that every church is correct.
我告诉你。
I will tell you.
你的耶稣是一个怪物。
Then your Christ is a monster.
对不对
？Isn't it?
不是怪物吗
？Isn't he?
很可怕的怪物。
Very scary, fearful.
有那么多的身体。
If he has so many different bodies.
对不对
？Isn't it?
有没有想到这样
？Have you ever thought of that?
是怪物，耶稣是怪物，很可怕。
Christ is a monster.
好，现在换一个角度来看。
Now let's go look at a different perspective.
为了让耶稣不成怪物。
In order for Christ not to be a monster.
人家要开始来解决了。
We have to solve the solution, find the problem.
啊，这个耶稣的身体不是像你这样解释的了。
You cannot.Interpret the body of Christ like the way you are.
耶稣是一个大身体。
Jesus is a big body.
正耶稣教会是其中的一个肢体啊。
The true Jesus Church is just one part of his body.
好，让他当腿啦，因为他不想会动嘛哈。
Maybe the true Jesus Church is the leg.
啊，那个什么，我们安息日会呢，就当眼睛。
So our seventh day evangelist will be the eyes.
那个。长老会我们将当手，因为他们行政组织力量比较好。
Presbyterians will be the arms and the hands.
那大家怎么样和睦相处
？So everyone is harmonious.
哎，解决了是不是
？Isn't that solving the problem?
对不对
？Isn't it?
同意吗
？Do you agree?
哎，有圣经做根据。
So let's refer to the Bible.
看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 12.
他们是利用哥林多前书十二章来做解释的了。
They will look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as their explanation.
哥林多前书第十二章第十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12.
好，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样子。 你说身体一个对不对？好，没有关系，基督是身体一个。
So since you say there's one body, no problem, we will have one body.
但是有很多肢体啊。
But there are many parts.
你当一只，我当一只。
You're a unit, I'm a unit.
你真是教会当脚，我那个安息日会当眼睛。
You're the leg, I'm the eye.
我长老会当手。
And or you're the others are the hands.
那以后就。大家都好了嘛?
Then everyone lives harmoniously.
是不是这样?
Isn't that true?
通不通?
Does that work?
我们来看看。
Let's read on.
我们看再接下来13节。
Verse 13.
这边说我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是主族的，都是从一位圣灵受的洗，成了一个身体，因一位圣灵。
For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
你念下去你就晓得刚刚所讲的是什么，不通。
If you continue on, you will see that what you have just said does not make sense.
我们是从一位圣灵受洗啊。
We are baptized into one spirit.
这个就我们看那个以弗所书四章。
Referring back to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四节
Verse 4
身体一个
One body
但是你要定义身体怎么样有一个圣灵
But there's also one spirit
一个指望
One hope
第五节一主一信一喜
Verse 5 One Lord, one faith, one baptism
我们所看刚刚看到的哥林多前书这是什么要成为一个身体要一个喜
As we read To be one body you have to have one baptism
还有一位圣灵
And one spirit
一种洗啊
Only one kind of baptism
我们刚讲过
As we've mentioned
到现在我可以讲除了真耶稣教会没有一个教会像真耶稣教会这样洗礼的赦罪的洗礼
Up till now there's no other church that has the same baptism as True Jesus Church
没有一个教会得像真耶稣教会这样应许的圣灵
No other church has the promised Holy Spirit like the True Jesus Church has
所以只有真耶稣教会在这里讲的不是教派适当肢体啊
Here it does not mention different denominations as parts.
而是当每一个信徒是一个肢体。
It's referring to each member as a part.
人的头脑有时候想得很快。
Sometimes a brain works very fast.
所以有些宗教家、宗教学家、
some theologians,
他们在宗教学的眼光来看。
From their point of view,
说一个神嘛。
There's one God.
那不同的宗教怎么样？你是拜同一个神。
Different religions worship the same God.
所以基督教也好，回教也好，犹太教也好，通通怎么样拜一个神？所以通通怎么样？通通对。
So the Jews, the Christians, or any other belief, they worship one God, so everyone is right.
这个通吗
？Does that work?
不通。
No.
为什么不通
？Why?
耶稣说。
Because God,
我是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, "I am the truth, the path, and the life."
除了借着我，没有人能到天父那里去。
Unless it is through me, no one can go to the Father.
主耶稣这句话一讲，把其他人都不是故意排，但是耶稣讲这句话不是要排别人，而是。耶稣讲这是要邀请你来。
When Jesus said this, he is not casting other people aside. He is saying this to welcome you toward him.
是一种邀请的。
It is an invitation.
不是要排别人的。
It is not to despise others.
你听到这个有两种反应。
When you hear this, you'll have two reactions.
谦卑追求的人说：“哦，你才是对，那我就去你那里咯。”
Those that are humble will search after you and say, "Yes, you are correct. I will go toward what you're worshiping."
这是应该是神的旨意。
This is actually the will of God.
是不是只有你对嘛？那我又要你这个，当我去咯。
Because since you're right and I want what you have, I will go.
那另外一种反应呢
？The other reaction.
只有你对啊。
You're the only one that's right.
只有你真啊。
You're the only one that's true.
那我们是假。
Then we're fake and false.
找找看看你假在哪里。
Okay, let's talk about it.
好，找不出来啊，算了，反正，是不是
？Isn't that right?
啊，这个是你没有办法去违抗的。
This is something you cannot go against.
主耶稣说，我是唯一的道路。
Jesus said, "I am the true path."
当你听到这个之后。
When you hear this,
如果 你谦卑了
if you are humble
你需要
and you are in need
你就到耶稣这里来
then you will go to Jesus
耶稣就救你
and he will save you
这是耶稣的本意啊
this is his original plan
同样的
It's likewise.
当我们说耶稣教是唯一的教教会的时候
When you say the true Jesus church is the only true church,
我们不是排斥别人
You are not despising others.
我们也不是，也绝对不也不能有这种心
You should not have this heart.
我们讲这个的时候
When you say this,
是一种邀请的
It is an invitation.
像耶稣所讲，只有借着我这独一的神，从神独一的神、独一的救主、独一的母亲，就一个。
Just like Jesus said, I am the only one Lord, one Mother, one Savior.
那这个是邀请你来。
This is an invitation.
你听到的。
When you hear it,
你谦卑的。
You're humble.
你愿意接受。
You're willing to accept.
你就来接受这个水灵恶习，在教会里面，这个妈妈就生了你。
You will come and receive this water, this baptism, and in this church, this mother has born you.
所以在圣经里面
So in the Bible,
有三个母亲
There's actually three mothers.
第一个
The first,
以属灵的层面来看啊
It's spiritually looking.
当我们每个肉身都有一个母亲啊
Everyone is born of a physical body, physical mother.
在圣经里面，灵界里面有三种母亲。
In spirituality, there's three mothers.
圣经都有记载的了哈。
They all have recorded in the Bible.
第一个是什么
？The first one is.
当然是真耶稣教会。
Is the true Jesus Church.
我们具体讲了哈，真耶稣教会。
We say it is the true Jesus Church.
这是天上的耶路撒冷。
That is the Jerusalem on high.
借着水灵恶习把你重生出来。
Through water and baptism, you are reborn.
生了你。
And you are born.
第二个。
The second
is
Ishmael.
他的妈妈是夏甲。
His mother is Hagar.
他也在生孩子。
She gave birth to sons.
他生下的孩子。
The sons she gave birth to.
就是我们同父异母的兄弟了。
Are our brothers, stepbrothers.
如果我们以前是别的教会，不称他们兄弟，其实这个头脑太窄一点，称他们兄弟无所谓，同父异母嘛，是不是？
Because
没有关系的。
It doesn't matter. They're stepbrothers, just like the members of the other denominations. They're like our brothers.
但是我们这个教会，我们的弟兄姊妹跟他们关系是不一样，我们是同父同母啊。
But the
纯正的、
members、
兄弟
of the true Jesus Church is different from them. We're of the same father and the same mother. We're in blood.、
以后得救的我们会相见的。
And when we are saved, we will see one another.
所以有时候我有时候如果跟人家吵架完之后、也会吵架，对不对？教会里面吵完之后，一定要和好，不和好，如果到天国去，天天见面，实在是还那个天国，实在是也不好去了。
So sometimes when
如果我们两个都得救，对不对
？Sometimes when
希望到天国是不会有这种。人的这种想法，如果还会有的话，啊，天天见面了、啊，又跑不掉，对不对？现在世上还可以溜，我还不见了，眼不见为净，你溜了就好了。天国不行啊，在灵界不见得不行，见了又讨厌，怎么办？所以只好还怎么样啊？对不起，对不起啊，是要和好一下嘛，是不是
？When I argue with someone on earth, I will think to myself, when we're in heaven, there's no place to run. I will see you every day, so we might as well settle the matter here, where it's better, because I will see you every day.、
所以我们的关系应该最亲密的，同父同母的。
So our relation should be the most intimate because we are of the same father and the same mother.
并且以后天国天天见呢。
And also in the future we will see each other every day.
你跑不开。
There's nowhere for you to run.
不亲跟谁亲
？If you're not intimate with your brothers and sisters, who will you be?
第一个母亲就是夏甲。
The second mother is Hagar.
她在生小孩啊。
Hagar gave birth to children.
那夏甲生殖能力比较强啊。
Hagar has a power to give birth
对不对
more than Sarah.
她若自然生可以生很多。
Because out of ordinary birth, she can give many birth to many sons.
我们有分析，撒来只能生那么一次啊。
As we know, Sarah could only have this one child.
生那么一个。
Only this one.
没有了。
That's it.
第三个母亲是什么
？The third mother is.
大巴比伦。
Is the great Babylon.
大淫妇有没有？
Is the great Babylon.
在启示录里面。
It's in the book of Revelation.
这个妈妈最多了。
This mother has many.
我们看启示录第十七章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 17.
启示录十七章第五节。
Revelation 17 verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
在他额上有名写着说：“奥秘在大巴比伦，做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。”
The title was written on her forehead: "Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth."
所以你这个有如果要讲题目的话哈，可以有一个那个灵界三母。
You.
灵界里面三个母亲，做圣经的这个为什么想？
If you want a topic,
我不懂你们那么想象。
To write, you can say you have the spiritual, the three mothers of the spiritual realm.
嗯，不是。
The three mothers.
In the spiritual field, 还是什么 spiritual？ 在灵界里面 spiritual field 还是什么
spiritual world？
是。我继续在找是不是有第四个母亲就是了。
I'm still in search of a fourth mother.
但是这三个母亲到目前为止包含世界所有人。
But these three mothers up to this point covers the whole world.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
你是哪个母亲生的？
So which mother are you born from?
我们今天下午不是在讲爸爸。
This afternoon we're not talking about the father.
我们在讲妈妈。
We're talking about the mothers.
因为爸爸现在不是说不重要，爸爸已经解决了。
It's not
固定了，就是信耶稣也是那个爸爸嘛，对不对？
Not to say the father is not important, but we've settled the father. He's for sure.
但是属灵灵界里面有两个爸爸。
But in spiritual realm there is two fathers.
一个是什么？
The one father.
一个是什么？
Our father.
魔鬼呀。
The other father is Satan.
魔鬼是一切说谎之人的什么父亲，所以他也是爸爸。
He is the father of all liars. He is also a father.
如果这两个爸爸，三个妈妈，为什么是？这不是圣经是这样子写的吗？我怎么
？So we have two fathers and three mothers.
不是我们了，这是。
So not us. I mean the Bible states two fathers, three mothers.
在灵界里面存在的有那排列组合你来排对不对？有几种情况，二乘三六种排列组合不是一个。
So there exists two fathers, three mothers, and you can do your own math.
只有一样是对的。这个爸爸配这个妈妈。
Only one is correct, which is one father with the correct mother.
是不是
？Isn't it?
你晓得我这样说哈？
Do you understand?、
嗯、所以这对我们来讲是很重要的。
So to us, this is very important.、
嗯、那现在世界上有一般的人，不信耶稣的人。
In the world, there's ordinary people that do not believe in God.
他们都是从另外一个妈妈生的，第三个妈妈生的。
They are all born of that third mother.
大巴比伦里面。
Babylon the Great.、
嗯、大巴比伦在哪里
？Where is that place？
在你家隔壁哦。
It's your next door neighbor.、嗯、It's where you live.
罪恶的地方。
It is the sinful place.
是魔鬼的巢穴。
It is the nest of the Satan.
嗯，是这样子的。
It's true.
嗯，所以我们现在，我看留十分钟给你问问题了哈。
Okay, now I will leave 10 minutes for you to ask questions.
我的结论最重要。
But my conclusion is the most important.
两天你可以什么都忘记。
In 2 days, you can forget everything.
现在是最重要这一句话。
But remember this, what I'm saying now.
真耶稣教会是唯一的救教会。
True Jesus Church is the only true church.
真耶稣教会是唯一的救教会。
True Jesus Church is the only true church.
它是我们的母。母亲
True Jesus Church is our mother.
她是撒来撒拉
And the True Jesus Church is Sarah.、嗯、
好，有问题的先开始来问。
Okay, if you have questions, please shoot them out.
如果没有的话，我们现在感谢神了。我们要来做最后的结束。
So now we thank God. We will have our conclusion.、
嗯、那个，既然我们已经来到了这个天上耶路撒冷。
Since we've come up to this Jerusalem and high.
这不是我们会，我们厉害。
This is not because we are great and we know how.
这是恩典啊。
This is a grace.
既然是恩典。
If it's a grace,
你就要珍惜啊。
We should treasure it.
你不珍惜，过去了你再后悔，这个我刚讲，宗教是最可怕。
As I've mentioned, religion is something very fearful and frightening. You
到最后
regret.
如果你说，哎呀，这真是教会是。已经死了，对不对？是对的，但是我怎么没有好好的去遵守？好好的做。
And the end.
到时候后悔怎么样？也太晚了。
When you regret, it will be too late.
但是现在神已经给我们证据了。
But now God has given us the proof.
你有没有证据
？Is there a proof？
你圣灵都是证据啊。
Holy Spirit is the proof.
是不是
？Isn't it？
没有上天国，现在已经主耶稣给你了，不是我给你的。
Then Jesus has given it to you, not me.
没有一个传道可以给人圣灵的，绝对没有。
No pastor can grant the Holy Spirit to anyone.
得圣灵得不得不再传道，跟传道一点关系都没有。
Has no relation to any pastor of whether or not you receive the Holy Spirit.
我自己当传道这么多年了。
I've been a pastor for many years.
我以前当就是还没当传道之前
，Before I became a pastor，
我们会听哇，好像说这个传道特别有恩赐啊。
I will hear, wow, this pastor has great abilities。
我有错误观念，以前呢、啊，好像说传在口袋里，传道口袋里面有圣灵，哎，给你，嘿，给你。
I had the misconception that the pastor had the Holy Spirit in his pocket and he could grant it to anyone。
不是。
That is not right.
一点关系都没有。
Has no connection with him.
传道帮你按手，不是说他很有能力，口袋有圣灵给你哦。
Pastors laying hands on you doesn't mean they have the ability to give you the Holy Spirit.
他只是跟你一样，跟你站在同样一个地方，跟你一起来求，只是这样子而已。
He is just standing at the same spot with you, asking it from God.
给不给，在神不在传道。
God is the decision maker on whether or not you get it.
有人求的实在是、哦、我说主耶稣啊，有时候跟主耶稣说，拜托怜悯一下啦。
Some really, really ask.
我有的话，老早就给他了、啊。
I see them and I will say to God, please have mercy on them. If I had it, I would have given it to them.
你们认识有一个叫 Rudy 有没有？那个在 Sacramento。
Do you know a person named Rudy in Sacramento?
他聚会的时候、啊。我第一次看到他，他在德国的时候。
When he was in Germany and he attended services.
他已经有参加过一次聚会，我不在，我不知道去哪里。第二次他来就坐在那里。
The second time he came to service, and he was sitting there.
我在讲到啊。
I was preaching.
他就话躲起来。
He started to shake.
哇，得到圣灵。
I knew he got the Holy Spirit.
那个弟兄特别好心的拿夹克给他盖起来。因为他发抖啊。
Some brother was kind-hearted, put a jacket on him.
身体震动这样。
Because he started to tremble.
以为他发冷这样子。
Thought he was shaken because he was cold.
他就这样坐在那里就得到圣灵了。
But he just got it by sitting there.
你怎么说呢？
What do you say?
接下来他祷告，全身是汗哦。那弟兄说：“我以为你在发冷呢，怎么全身满头大汗？”他后来到浴室。把内衣脱起来，都是汗啊，都是水。
Later, when he prayed, he was filled with perspiration, and when he went to the restroom, he was able to spring out water.
这个不是人所能控制的。
This is not something human can control.
神直接给你的。
God gave it to you directly.
我们既然有这样的一个这么好的一个应许
，If we have such a great and good promise.
我们就不是在说好像那个开飞机撞的那个人那样的信念。
Then we should not have that thought as if those pilots piloting the plane into the buildings.
天国就不是你头脑想出来的。
Heaven is not something that you've imagined in your head.
圣经告诉我们。
It tells us in the Bible.
在罗马书第八章十二节。
In Romans 18:12.
我们称呼阿爸父。
We call Abba Father.
我们相信神啊。
We believe in God.
他就把他的灵赐给我们。
He will grant us His Spirit.
我们可以称他为阿爸父了。
We can then call Him Abba Father.
罗马书八章从十二节开始嘛。
Romans chapter 8 starting from verse 12.
我们看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
从十节呢，你们所受的不是奴仆的灵哦，能就害怕，所受的是什么？儿子的灵，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。十六节。
16.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry Abba Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
17节.
17.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，就必他与他一同得荣耀。所以这得圣灵很重要。
So having the receiving the Holy Spirit is a very important thing.
你活在世上的时候。
When you live in the world,
这是来印证你拜对了神。
It is to be justifying and evidencing that you worship the correct God.
就说我们的圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Says the Spirit Himself testifies that our spirit that we are the God's children.
你一直说我认识神。
You say to yourself all the time, I know God.
他不一定说他认识你啊。
He might not say it back to you.
你可以拿一个证书说，哦，现在那布希哦，我跟他是小学同学。
You could take the certificate and say, I was elementary school classmates with Bush, President Bush.
高中同学，大学又同学，他是个好朋友。
Or my high school classmate, and he's my best friend.
你可以这样说。
Can you say that?
你可能认识他。
Maybe you know him.
他不一定认识你啊。
He doesn't know you.
这两回事情。
This is two different matters.
你认识神。
You know God.
不一定神认识你。
God might not know you.
怎么晓得你认识神，神认识你呢？
How do you know that you know God and God knows you?
圣经告诉我们，他赐下圣灵给你了。
Tells us in the Bible, He granted us the Holy Spirit.
你买房子，他很有经验。
Those that purchase homes have the experience.
再好的朋友。再知心的人绝对不会说你钱缴了付清了他不给你那个房地产那个所有权状，绝对不可能的。
Even if you've paid off all your debt, it is impossible for a good friend to give you their deed.
一定给的，不给的话那就很奇怪。
the friend would give you the deed if you paid off all your debt, because if they don't, then it is very strange.
他在说信任我啊，我们五十年的交情了，你还信不了我吗？
He will say to you, "We've been friends for 50 years. Wouldn't you trust me?"
你先把钱交来。
Give me your money first.
你会交吗？
Will you give the money?
你只是一栋房子而已，你就这么谨慎了。
You're so aware of just this one house that you have.
现在是有关你永远的生命，
But this has,
永恒的。
It has to do with your eternal life.
你买那栋房子住不了一百年。
Buying that house doesn't mean you can live in it for 100 years.
一百年之后，人家把你抬出来了。
100 years later, someone will carry you out.
你还继续住下去啊？
Are you still living there? Will you live there?
在德国常常发生这样的问题。
In Germany, many of these things happen.
有人辛苦盖房子。
People work hard to build a house.
他到老的时候他不出来。
And when they're old, they do not want to come out.
他就锁在里面了。
They lock themselves in their homes.
或是他买的，真的，到最后虫都跑出来了。
Even at the end, bugs come out.
报纸常常有，因为隔壁人臭得要命，怎么？那叫那个消防队来开门，那个老公公或是老婆婆死在里面，他写遗嘱说。拜托不要把我抬出去，这是我全就是他一生的那个心血都在这里，他不走啊也不行啊，一定要抬出去了。
We hear on the news many times neighbors smell a stench and there's the will of the old lady or old man in the next door. They don't want to ever be carried out of the house.
你那一栋好像皇宫那个房子你也住不到一百年了。
Even if you have a palace, you cannot live 100 years in it.
你就那么用心啊。
And yet you use all your heart and put all your soul into it.
何况你要去那个永远的那个房子。
Then what about the house that you will go to that you will live forever in?
你更要有一个确据啊。
You must more likely want an evidence. You will want a testimony of the Spirit.
所以要让圣灵大大充满。
So you must let the Holy Spirit fill you greatly.